Hey guys, welcome back to FMF Podcast. This is your host, Reading Snows, with your co-host, Faruqi. What's up, Faruqi?
Hey, yo, Faruqi, what's good?
I'm doing great. Today, we got a very special guest. Okay, so how do I explain this? All right, so this is the most simplest way I can say. To all the Desi Malu Brown kids out there, she is the GOAT. She's the one to watch. That's it. People like me and Faruqi, she's the one to watch. So without any further ado, please let me welcome Shazia Ashraf.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm sorry for the intro. I know that's what came to my mind.
It's okay. It's
okay. All right.
I'm quite flustered, so it's fine.
All right. So do me a favor. Please introduce yourself to all the listeners.
Okay. Hey, guys. What's up? It's Shazia. Most of you all know me as the anime mom. yeah. How are y'all doing this fine evening?
We're doing great. I just finished up my prayer, had some tea. So, you know, super excited for you coming on the show. So, yeah, where do we begin? All right, so let me just tell you what happens on the show. We got three segments right now today. Mm-hmm. The first segment will be the basic questions that we made for you, just to, you know, get to know more about you and just to know a bit some basic questions about you. All right, next segment would be... what was the next segment? Oh my god, what's wrong with me today? I have no idea what happened to me. All right, I'm sorry, I got it. The second segment is the topics that you're interested in. So that means we're going to talk about everything that you like and all about you. The third segment is... I have no idea what's going on with me. I think it's a T. All right, the third segment would be Quickfire, which is my co-host favorite segment. We ask basic, very quick yes or no type of questions. You know, to know about your preference and stuff like that.
Oh no!
It's my simple question. Nothing too hard.
All right. Okay. So you know what? Let's start with the questions. That's the first question. Okay. The first question would be: where did all this TikTok start from?
Like everyone would say, when the pandemic started, seriously, yes,
exactly.
Everyone was stuck at home and, you know, and I was stuck at home with my daughter and, like, you know, we were all getting on each other's nerves. I was that time staying with my mom, my husband and my brother. So, and my child was also there. So I was losing my mind, literally. And I had the app always and I was like, you know, let me just try something, you know, something to divert my mind from being a mom, from being a wife, just, you know, something to be creative with. And I started it. I never expected it to blow up. Nobody does. But I'm kind of funny. I'm kind of entertaining.
Apparently. Emphasis on apparently. Yeah, but then you know what? We've done episodes with Fahd Kaleem, Ahmed Shahzad, Zeeshan. Like everyone's basically the same answer, which is pandemic.
Yeah.
The quarantine. So, you know what? I think it's all created by, you know, the Chinese people. So, you know, you get the TikTok and stuff like that. What am I doing? I'm sorry. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, the answer to that will be pandemic.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Talking about, like, you know, like, as Fordine was just saying, like, we made, like, the podcast where everyone's answer was Zeeshan. Like, then there are, like, Ahmed Shahzad is rolling with Ricky. Like, you know, you have this group in Dubai of like TikTokers.
Yeah.
You knew them before TikTok or did you know them after starting TikTok?
Oh no, after TikTok for sure. After TikTok. Okay. Because I literally had I was born and brought up in the UAE. So I was born and brought up in the UAE and I did my schooling for 12 years, went to India and I was there for 10 years for my university and everything. Got married, had a child, and then I came back to Dubai and I had no friends. Absolutely no friends. So I was like, I have literally no one to go out and hang out. So that's when I started TikTok. And literally a few months later, I have this, like, you know, I have this beautiful bunch of friends. And it's literally through TikTok. I mean, the app gets a lot of, backlash, of course. Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. Like, it has its dark side. But I am so glad to have that app because it literally gave me the friends that I have today.
Okay, so basically, what? You had no friends?
No.
Before TikTok.
No, you know, when you see, when you hear, like, you know, when you hear that, oh, she's a mom, like, who would want to be her friend? Like, people usually have that ageism connected to me a lot, in fact. Yes, they do. They're like, they have that ageism when it comes to me. They're like, even now, even on the app, you know, people are like, why is she hanging out with kids who are younger than? I'm like, because the people my age don't want to hang out with me, bro. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, I feel sorry for you. You're like mixed. You're like that age, but then you're still, you know, you have the personality of the younger people. Yeah, so you can't stay anywhere.
Yeah, that's what. And people find it so weird. Like, even my mom is like, why are all your friends kids? I'm like, mommy, I get along better with them. She's like, oh my kids. God. I swear. But yeah, but they luckily they don't keep that age barrier between us, and that is one thing that I'm so happy about, literally. Okay,
so thanks to TikTok you got friends and you cured your boredomness.
boredom.
Okay, shit, I messed up. All right, okay, in that case, what else I trying to ask? So you said that you had no friends and stuff like that. My doubt in that when you said that was, wait, you were apparently funny and stuff. No, apparently, sorry. You're really funny and you make like creative TikTok and stuff, and then you still don't have friends. So I'm just like, that doesn't add up.
Yeah.
So like, what was your journey through, you know, when you were growing up? Was it still like you had no friends? Like, come on, you should have friends at school and stuff like that.
Okay, I'm going to be quite honest. My school life was very hard because I grew up in a very conservative brown family, like South Indian brown family. I don't know if any one of you are South Indian.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's from Kerala. He is from Kerala.
Where are you from, Kerala?
Now that begins, I'm just going to step out.
Okay. Where are you from in Kerala?
Calicut. Mom's from Calicut. Dad's from Mahi.
Oh, I'm from Kannur, bro.
Oh, damn.
My dad
knows everything about it. He's born and brought up there. But me and my mom, mm-hmm. both from Dubai. Born and brought up.
Oh, that's cool. So I was like raised by my mom was a teacher, so that could explain a lot of things. My mom was super strict. So for me, while growing up, it was mainly, you know, like study and get good marks. And once you go to a higher grade, like even if you have friends, I had a couple of friends. I won't say I didn't have them, but I was, very much restricted. Like I never, during my high school years, I never went out with my friends. I was never allowed to. It was like you come back from school, you go for tuitions, and you come back home and you study, and then you get up and you go to school the next day. That was literally my routine. So okay. I didn't have a lot of the social life that kids have now at like, you know, at 15, 14, 13, which is very shocking to me sometimes, even now. The social life that kids have now, that they can even go out to malls, they can watch movies, they can hang out with friends, I never had that. So because of that, I was not close to all the people that I, like the friends that I had. We would literally just meet in school and then that's it. So, So that was how it was for me growing up. And my mom was a teacher in the same school. So I could not get into trouble. I could not get into trouble either.
24 hours surveillance. Okay.
Oh my God. She would get to know my marks before the report, before the open house, you know, like I would be like, before I go to the open house, like I would be like, I already know what's going to happen.
Wait, can she help you in the exams? Like,
no. Oh, no. Dude. My
what
mom,
am I talking about?
So back then, I didn't study in a co-ed school. I studied in an all-girls school. So back then, morning shift was girls and afternoon shift was boys. Wow, back then I am so old. Anyway. Back then, that's how it was. So while I was in the morning shift and my mom was in the afternoon shift, my mom still had contact with all of my teachers. So before, like once my exam was done, a few days after my exam was done, like, you know, my mom would ask me, how was the paper? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It was good. You know, she obviously knew I was lying. It wasn't probably that good. I was an average student, man. I didn't care about getting 95 or 100 and anything. And my mom would get to know my marks and she would be like, yeah, I already know your mark, so why did you lie? I'm like,
surprise turn for Ben.
So that's how it was for me.
Wait, you were talking, like, you know, you were on that track of like kids' social life nowadays. Yeah, like we had like a full almost 10 to 15 minutes talk with Zeeshan.
Mm-hmm.
About kids.
Just about kids.
But so like, basically, not only kids, not us kids, like not mm-hmm. teens, like kids, mm-hmm. like who are like 5, 6, 7.
Totally.
Oh like, my god. Like baby kids. Oh my god. When I tell you, okay, one thing about social media, kids, especially kids who are like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, should not be allowed to have social media. Astaghfirullah. The things that they comment, oh my god, my dear lord. Sweet home Alabama. it blows my mind. And I'm like, you are 13. What? Where are your parents? Like, what is going on? Are you okay? But yeah.
Are you okay?
But oh my god, like the comments that I get, like the hate comments that I get, are usually between that age, from 10 to 13. And I'm like, why do you not like me? I swear to God, I'm a really nice person.
You know what? Yeah. Talking about that, yeah, we had the same conversation with Zisha and do you know this person called Ahmed Akashik? Ahmed Akashik, YouTuber. Yeah, so we had a conversation with that guy, and we both were the same. Zisha and the both of them were the same opinion. Like, there's a bright side to this. It's okay. There's a bright side to this. Yeah. For example, my brother. That's the only thing I can say. Like, my brother, he's 10 years old. Mm-hmm. But he does much more things on social media than I did when I was 10. When I was 10, I used to play with Hot Wheels and Lego. Father, my brother, he is playing and making YouTube channels and streaming on Twitch, like video gaming. I'm like, what? Yo, Twitch. You're a kid.
Twitch? Oh my god.
And the thing
I still
is,
not
you
know, laugh.
It's like, it's so weird, you know, seeing kids like now. I mean, it isn't weird, it is good and bad at the same time. It's like, you need a restriction for the same thing, you know?
It's not just that. It's just that when kids, especially that age, when they put themselves out on socials that much, man, the world is a scary place. There are a lot of weird people out there looking to, like, you know, target kids. There are a lot of weird people out there targeting kids. And that, you know, I'm a mom. So that kind of motherly instinct comes that, and I'm like, oh, child, be careful what you put up online. Like, there are a lot of weird people. Just be careful. But yeah. I really feel there should be an age restriction when it comes to things like social media. True. Like, okay, fine, you're 15, fine. But below that, it's like, you're a child. Please, no.
My brother's probably going to watch this. He's like, delete everything.
Okay. What's shocking is... I have nothing against your brother. He's telling
your brother
story.
Is going to like, unfollow on TikTok right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. He's the one who showed me you, by the way. He's the one who tells me all these people on TikTok. He's more active on TikTok than me. So, yeah. Thanks to
so
you.
So, you're saying
thanks
you've never
him.
Watched my TikTok? Oh, my God. I'm so
Before him. No, because of him. Yeah. Truth is, I've never used TikTok either. I didn't like TikTok. Just like others, I was like, it's a weird app. My brother was the one who was like, you know, there's a lot of funny people. He showed you. He showed Amish Shazas. So, yeah. I was just watching all of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to him.
I'm very thankful in that case. Please just cut, just, you know, delete whatever I said. Like, I mean, earlier.
It's okay. Got it. Cut. All right.
No, you don't have to. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
All right.
What's crazy is a few years ago, I saw this. Like, I was a kid who used to just always wanted to know who's the richest and weird shit I used to do. Yeah, I just went and searched up who's the richest YouTuber. And it was some kid called Ryan's Toy Review. I was like,
huh?
How is this? Yeah, he's a YouTuber. He's a YouTube kid. Ryan Starvey, he's like 5, 6. He's the richest YouTuber.
I saw a video where he comes in to this restaurant by a limousine.
Huh?
He's a kid.
Are you sure that was not Abdul Razik or someone like that?
No.
Ryan Starvey.
I swear, I did not expect this at all. Like, this is actually a kid.
Wow, that's amazing.
And like, another thing about kids, like Baby Shark, it's the most viewed video on YouTube. Oh my
god. The way my daughter is obsessed with that, every time in the car, we can't even listen to good music. She'll be like, I want Baby Shark Cocomelon. I want Baby Shark Cocomelon. I'm like, okay. My Apple playlist is literally Cocomelon. The pain.
The pain. Wait, how old is your, is it son and daughter?
My daughter. She's turning 3 in less than a week.
Ah, okay. She's that age. You can have a cousin that age. Sharky dude. You have to memorize it. Like, at that point, kids are just... What am I saying? You know what? Forget it. I don't even start that topic at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not go to Coco Melon and Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh my god, Peppa Pig. Oh, not bad.
Yeah. She literally used to watch only Peppa Pig growing up, and now she's again started watching it. And she's literally coming up to me. She's like, "Mama, I have no boots, and where are the muddy puddles?" I'm like, I'm like looking at her. I'm like, I don't know how to answer this. I'm like, we live in Dubai. There are no muddy puddles here.
The sand and more sand.
Literally.
Okay, so in that case, next question. Let's get back to track. Next question. So you're a content creator. So the thing with content creators is there's at least one topic that every content creator experiments with. So is there anything that you're trying? Style? It could be a style. It could be a genre.
It's okay. This is a little. What do you say? You know, could get me. Good. Anyway, I watch a lot of anime, and because when you watch something a lot on TikTok, your FYP, like your For You page, literally like shows you what you want to watch. So because of that, I've been seeing a lot of cosplays. Do you guys know what cosplays are?
Yeah. You dress up as that person, you go to the concert and stuff.
Not concert.
Like a meetup, right?
You basically dress up as an anime character. And oh my God, some of these people are so good. And I literally, you know, it is so like, you know, it's like calling my name. It's like, you know, I want to cosplay so badly, but I feel I am too old for it.
Hey, just like my dad says, age is just a number.
Yeah, age is just a number, but it's not easy. Like cosplaying as a character, there are a lot of things you have to look into. You have to look into the mannerisms of the character. You have to act like the character. Literally, women cosplay as male anime characters because the characters, when you watch it in anime, the male characters, they are so attractive. So for a female to dress up as a male character and look as attractive as a 2D character, it's a 2D character, literally, you know. So to look as attractive as that 2D character, it's work. It's a lot of work. And that has been literally like, I was like, oh man, I so want to try doing this, but I'm scared I might get in trouble, bro.
Trouble. Okay. Cosplay.
No problem.
You like anime, and over here, me and Fordine have, like, we barely know anime.
We need to fix that.
That's what I'm trying to go to, yeah. Give us some suggestions, you know?
Okay, if you are a beginner, I always recommend Demon Slayer. It's called Kimetsu no Yaiba and Haikyuu. No, I know the name sounds
funny. I'm like, wait, what?
Watch it. Demon Slayer and Haikyuu.
Okay, demons.
I got a couple of friends in school, like right now, and they're like big anime fans, and they're like, "Oh, this." I'm like, English, like, please.
No, the thing is, what surprises me is the passion that you guys have for the characters. You guys are so invested in this show, but then I don't get it. Why?
That's what I'm telling you. You have to watch it to understand. To be fair, I've been watching anime since I was 11.
That explains.
Yeah, so I used to watch anime when I was 11. The thing is, back then I didn't know it was anime. To me, it was just regular cartoon, which but I was like very much like into it. And then I stopped watching it for a bit. I started it again in college, and I was like, "Yo, why did I stop watching this?" And the thing with anime is, when you start watching it, it gets so addictive, like addictive to a very unhealthy level. And like, you know, you're always watching it, and your mind literally, like, you keep wondering, like, what's gonna happen next? Like, where is the next episode coming, bro? So that's how it was for me. And like, some animes, like some OG animes, are like 1,000 episodes long.
So
1K episodes long. Like, there are that many episodes, and there are many arcs. Like, you have different story lines. Like, there'll be one story, and then that arc is done, and then there's a second arc. So, oh my god, Bleach was my second anime. I took forever to finish it, and after it was done, I was like, okay, you know what, I have to stop watching this, it is getting unhealthy. And well, then the pandemic hit, and I was like, okay, time to go back.
Time to go again.
Yeah, time to start that, you know, that unhealthy part again. And it, since then, it's just been, you know, I just watch a very unhealthy amount, but it's so good. You know, some of the stories are so addictive. Like, it's the animation is so good. Literally, people come, they're like, they're cartoons. I'm like, but watch it and then tell me that. The number of people I've gotten to watch anime and then they're like, yo, this is a different level. It is.
Different level.
And no, it's a different level. Like, there are some animes that traumatize you. They are like, I'm pretty sure all of you both have heard of this anime called Attack on Titan.
Yes.
There is a reason why that anime gets a lot of hype. I've literally asked so many of my cousins to get into it, and two of my cousins were like, you know what? Okay, because you're goading us so much, we'll watch it. And I said, okay, watch the first episode and then call me back. They watched the first episode, one of my cousins watched it, and he called me, he's like, what the hell did you make me watch? I hate you. It's so traumatizing because some of these actually they fought, like, they go on these topics like race. The Attack on Titan goes on a lot of like world topics, like, you know, genocide, like racism, sexism, all these things. It literally goes into all of that, you know. So the first episode itself, you know, there is no like, you know, they'll take it slowly and then they'll go and do the main thing or climatic thing. The first episode itself, you're like, whoa, what the heck is happening? So my cousin literally called me. He was like, dude, what the hell did you make me watch? I don't think I can watch it. I'm like, just finish watching it. He finished watching like it all and he's like, my life is never going to be the same. Oh, you've my changed. God.
Yeah, we got school exams coming. I don't think we should watch it.
Okay, yeah. Not now, but after your exams, you guys have to watch Attack. I mean, if you've not watched anime at all, I highly suggest start with Demon Slayer. It's only one season with 24 episodes and a new movie has come out recently. Okay. But with Attack on Titan, it's 4 seasons. Each of them are like 20-25 episodes. So that's a little longer. And yeah. Also, my other cousin who watched it, he called me back. He's like, yeah, I ain't watching that. I will not be able to sleep. And I'm like, bro, just watch it. And I'm like, still annoyed.
Is it like horror type of thing?
It is a mixture of horror and it's not exactly horror. It's more gore. Have you watched Game of Thrones?
Fluky, no. Please answer.
No.
Okay. It's got God in it, but it's the plot is what the thing is. After I watched the first season, I was like, okay, you know what? That's it. I can't watch the second season. I used to cry, bro. I used to cry, and I'm like, what? I can't take this. But yeah, like you have to watch it. Take it slowly, obviously, but watch it and keep tissues. I'm telling you now.
Okay.
It's time to move on from the anime part.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but because I will not shut up if it comes to anime. That's the problem. Let's move on.
It's okay.
I mean, we will get addicted. That's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
I'm scared because I don't want to get addicted right now because it's back to school season.
I'm watching normal shows and I'm just getting addicted to them. It's kind of getting annoying right now. I'm like, no, I don't want to watch the next episode. Just stop.
All right, wait, there's just one fact about anime. It's one of the biggest markets in the world.
It wasn't this big when I was in university and when I was in school, you know. People are like, Chinese, Japanese cartoons. And I was like, yeah. Now when people are making, I'm like, where were you all 11 years ago? Like, seriously.
By the way, you just mentioned that you watched this in college. University, so your mom's gonna watch this and she's gonna like disappoint me.
I paid all that money for
this.
Oh, she knows, man. She knows. Don't worry.
Ah, okay, so already
she, now also she tells. No, she's not that. I'm the black sheep, bro. I mean, literally, I'm a doctor. So she's like, why are you? Yeah, I'm a doctor. So she's like, I taught you for 5 years, and this is what you're doing, making funny videos. I'm like, mommy, but people know who I am. I'm that good at it. So she's like, okay, but you've done it now. Now you go back and become a doctor. I'm like,
people are dying.
I'm like, mommy, just please. I'm a dentist, okay? Just to make it clear, doctor, dentist. Okay? I don't know. Whenever I say doctor, they're like, oh. And then I say dentist, they're like, oh.
What's wrong with dentist? Come on, guys.
Yeah, I can hear you laughing.
Not me.
It's okay. I get that a lot. The thing is, we are like the same. It's not obviously similar, but we do learn the same things as medical students, so
yeah,
doctor, but dentist.
same thing.
Oh, do any of your parents want you to be doctors?
No, they don't want me to be a doctor, but then for some reason my grandparents do, And, you know,
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. There are a lot.
You know what? Actually, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? For some reason, I was actually really planning. Ask Farooq, you were like, what? 2-3 months ago? No, actually, before starting this podcast, I was like, doctor, surely, 100%, doctor only. Mm-hmm. After doing this podcast and after, you know, getting money and stuff, I'm like, yo, I can make this a living. Why am I being a doctor?
That's like, what?
Yeah, like there's so many things out there. This,
you should be, every kid is passionate about something, and I feel that is what they should like indulge into, you know, like to make it as a career. Because the moment you get into like something like engineering and medicine, it's usually something that is force fed to you by parents. And then that becomes a task, you know, you're like, oh my God, I got to go to work. Every day you'll be like, oh God, I have to go to this job that I'm really not even interested in. It is always good to do something that you're passionate about. And I was always interested in the things like entertainment, you know, designing, makeup, all those things always, you know, was interesting to me. But that was always like, you know, that's a hobby. You could put that as a hobby, but not as a profession. Oh man, just whatever. Even literally, there are people making stickers and earning a living out of that.
Stickers.
No, literally, they get a lot of money out of that. The car stickers and everything.
Oh yeah, you're talking about that. Oh yeah, that. Yeah.
No, any kind of stickers, not just like that's an example, but any kind of stickers, like whether it is car or automobile stickers, you have these stickers that are like for like interiors, like for like what do you say, for apartments wallpapers and all that. Yes, wallpapers.
Yeah.
So many things are there like that. They earn a lot of money. And it's stickers.
Yes. I mean, like, yeah. All right. Yeah. What else? Yeah. Does make stickers. Yeah.
Okay. So, but like you said, like, you know, back to the topic we started with, which is TikTok, where you're probably the most famous on. Yeah. Most popular. Yeah. Yeah. You said you started like everyone else, like pandemic, and like you never expected yourself to become famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, was there what point did you like? Was it successful from the start, or like did it take time? Or like,
oh no, it did take time because I started TikTok just 6-7 months after having my daughter. No, a year after having my daughter actually, and I was not even working then. So, I mean, I was working, but like it was like a part-time thing for me. And I was like going to work only on like two or three times a week. And like, I needed something to do at home. So once I started it, I just started it so that it would divert my mind. And I was like, in my mind, I would literally be like, okay, this is one thing I'm going to be consistent with. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to make any excuses. When it's time to do it, I will do it. It's okay. Some random shit I'll post. One video finally, like people started actually noticing my content. These were usually the kids who used to notice my content. So they started noticing my content. And then finally I made one video which blew up. Like it got around, I think that was 3 months into TikTok. It just blew up. Like it got 1.5 million views. And I was like, whoa, this is something.
I'm famous.
Like, I was like, what the heck is happening?
Mom, I made it.
My mom still thinks I've not made it. Anyway.
Still doctor, nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So that video hit 1.5 million views. And overnight, my followers literally went from, I was like some 3,000 something followers. It went from 3,000 to 30,000 or 27,000 followers. And I was like, damn, that's some growth. I was like, whoa, okay. I gotta start taking this more seriously now. Okay, let's put up some really good content from now on. And that motivated me to, you know, to like test other things, to get more comfortable on camera and everything. Okay. So the rants started very much later on.
Okay, wait. So like, you know, you said like obviously it took you some time for your videos to go like, you know, like one of your videos that got 1.5 million.
Yeah.
Like I see a lot of people nowadays. It's like a thing I talk with all the other guests we have gotten. Mm-hmm. Like, because like you guys are the ones content creators right now.
Yeah.
I saw your most recent one of your videos, influencer as well. Like, oh, you didn't want to be called that.
I was so happy when you said content creator. I'm like, thank God they didn't say influencer.
I'm just saying city influencer in a way.
Yeah.
But like,
right now, purpose, because I saw your video, that's why. So basically, like, it took you some time, but you still kept going. So
yeah.
Can you give some tips to the younger kids? Because they always want their first video to blow up. They always want to blow up from the start.
True.
So as you being a content creator, can you give some tips?
Sure. So basically, the only thing you have to do first is be consistent. That is the only thing you have to look at first. Are you posting 3 times a week? Make sure every week you're posting those 3 times. Like whether it's like, you know, how many ever videos, whether it's 2 videos, whether it's 3 videos, just keep posting consistently. And try, and one thing I usually tell people on my lives as well is like when they ask me, what do I do to, you know, grow? I keep telling them to get comfortable in front of the camera. Like when I ask them, how are you in front of your friends? So the way you are in front of your friends, the way you're comfortable around your friends, you got to get comfortable in front of the camera. Like it's just a phone, of course, but you got to start getting comfortable on camera. Don't be too, what do you say, conscious about the way you look. The way you are, like, I literally look like shit in most of my videos. So don't give too much on your appearance. Give more thought into your content rather than your appearance. Because at the end of the day, it's always quality. They always look at quality of the content. So yeah, that's basically it. Consistency, you know, and get out of your comfort zone. Literally, that's it.
You know, it's the same thing. Furuk, have you noticed something?
Consistency is everyone's answer.
Everyone says the same thing, consistency. You know,
consistency.
Furuk, look at us. We would definitely be consistent. Definitely. Emphasis on the definitely part.
Inshallah.
One day. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know what? When you answered that question before, that you may reach 1.5 million and you were like, damn. That got me one question. So usually I asked this one person before, but I want to ask you, was there a moment where you were like, wow, I made it? Or is it still coming?
Back then, it wasn't like I made it. It was more like that was actually a time when I was like, should I just stop doing this? Am I just wasting my time? And that kind of gave me a boost, like, you know, like it was like a sign, like, you know, no, don't stop. Like, you know, just keep going. See where it can take you. See how far it takes you. So yeah, that's basically what it was for me then. Like I wasn't like, oh wow, I made it. To me, like even now, if people ask me, do you think you've made it? I'm like, no, I still need to keep going. Like I need to see how far I can push this.
Okay.
I need to see how far I can push this.
Okay.
So like TikTok has like many, what do you say, weird trends, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Many dancing trends, all that stuff. I mean, no hate on TikTok, but like
no.
But like, yeah, was there ever a trend you did but like you're like, oh, why am I doing this? But you did it because like you saw it's a bit like popular right now, so if you do it you might get views. Did you ever do a trend like that and you regret it? I'm like, oh, okay.
No, that's the thing. I don't do trends that I'm not comfortable with. Like some trends that are really funny I will do that, but then some other trends I'm like, no, I ain't doing that.
Nah, I'm good. Okay. All right. So no regrets in your content. Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. You know what? Next question. It's a quite funny one. Have you ever had like a fan encounter in the public outside?
Way too many.
Way too many. Awesome. In that case, what's your favorite one?
Actually, the thing is, see, I love meeting people, but it's reached and it's obviously very overwhelming when someone comes up to me like, oh my God, hi, I love your content. And I'm like,
thank you.
No, I'll be like, yes, thank you. But every single time I see someone, I look like absolute trash. And I'm like, why does this always happen to me? But yes, I love meeting each and every one of them. And some of them, like there are some of my OG followers, literally when I was just in my thousands, they used to follow me and comment. And recently I met one of them and I saw her and I'm like, Shruti. And she was like, oh my God, you remember me? I'm like, yes.
Obviously.
Like that was amazing because these people are like constantly there, you know, like even when I'm down with some of my there are days when it's really hard for me to post or when I'm not able, when I'm not motivated. These people usually DM me on Instagram. They're like, yo, are you okay? Remember, we're there for you. We love you. I love it when they do that. It's so heartwarming. It is so, you know, to know that these are little strangers that I've not met and to know that they care about me. You know, I just post content and to know that they actually care about me and care about like the fact that I'm doing okay or I'm not doing okay, that really, it just warms my heart, like, you know, to such a different level. That is so sweet. And they literally text me on Instagram. They're like, yo, are you okay? Are you fine? Please don't think too much on this. And yeah, those, like, meeting her was like the best. Like, I was so happy meeting her. I was like almost in tears. I'm like, I can't believe I finally met you. She was like, I can't believe I finally met you too. Yeah, that was one of the best. Her name was Shruti.
Awesome.
Shout out to Shruti.
Okay.
As Fardeen asked, like, good fan interactions, your favorite one. Has there anyone been, like, pretty awful? Because, like, you know, you have a daughter as well. It could be pretty uncomfortable with that.
Do you ever
have any bad ones?
The weirdest one. What's the weirdest one,
I guess.
The weirdest one.
So, the thing is, like, the weirdest one is always based on my age. And these are usually, like, even when I talk about anime on my, I do talk a lot about anime on my TikTok sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So when I do anime impressions, or when I talk about anime, or when I talk about my favorite characters, people will be like, yo, they're younger than you, bro. And I'm like, who? And they're like, the anime characters. I'm like, they're kind of fictional, so they're like, no, but if they were real, I'm like, I'm not interested in doing anything inappropriate with them. Like, they're pen and paper drawing. Like, no, I like them as characters. They're my favorite characters, and that's it, period. And they're like, and then, like, you know, these kids, the anime, the community, like, some of these communities, like, whether it's the anime community, whether it's the the TikTok community, any community, like, there are always the toxic ones, yeah, who then they, like, you know, they spread a lot of, a lot of hate, or, like, they spread a lot of rumors. And the thing is, when the final result comes up, like, literally there was a comment saying that, yo, didn't you like a minor? And I'm like, huh? And I'm like, astaghfirullah, no, that's not me, bro. Like, no, that ain't me. That ain't me, bro. Like, no, I'm a mom. I love my child.
And I'm good.
I'm good. Like, you know, I'm good. You know, I'm happily married. I'm a kid. I'm happy. You know, I just like watching a lot of anime. And that's all there is. I'm just a hardcore otaku. That's it. Just, like, you know, just leave me alone. So, yeah, that part usually gets very twisted sometimes. Like, kids will come on my comments, and they'll be like, oh wow, I feel really bad for your kid. And, like, the thing is even if I hang out with friends who are younger than me, they're also there in my videos, like Shez, like Tomzy, like Zisha, yeah, like Ricky. I hang out with these people, and, like, people are like, don't you guys find it weird to see a 30 something year old hang out with these literal kids? And, like, I was like, am I not allowed to have friends? Like, why? why do you guys hate me so much? Like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, what's wrong? No, but another thing is, like, whenever people respond to me with hate comments, I still never retort back with hate. I will always, like, just ignore the comments, or I will try to talk to them in a nicer way, because, unfortunately, I'm the adult and I have to be a better person.
I'm the adult. I'm the more responsible.
I gotta be the responsible one here, you know? Okay, I'll be like, see, child, it is not like that. See? Please stop.
See, child.
Awesome. And, like, these people come at me with direct cuss words, and I'm like, oh God, where do you guys learn these? And, like, even now, it's not that I don't cuss. Obviously, I do, but I keep it to a very minimal thing, because I have a child running around. And even then, that's kind of like worked out good for me, because now even when I'm with my friends and when they're cussing, I'll be like, no. And then I'll be like, oh wait, okay, my daughter's not here. It's fine. Okay. Go ahead. So I don't cuss much, but yeah.
Good habits.
All right. I don't even know where we started with the whole conversation and went to a different level. Yeah, but
yeah, we went to cuss words.
I have ADHD.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, you know, like, wait, you said, like, you were on, like, you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram as well, pretty popular on Instagram. Will you ever think of moving to YouTube?
Oh man, you know, people
too much work.
It's too much work. I'm a full time mom.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a full time mom, and even doing TikTok and Instagram is actually hard. You know, like, people don't see that sometimes the editing, sometimes the ideas to come up with content, it is not easy. Like, it is hard to be creative all the time, and already with TikTok and Instagram, I'm struggling. And, like, when people say, can you start a YouTube? I have a YouTube channel, by the way, with just one video.
One video?
It's just one video that my friends forced me to do. So that is there. But after that, I'm like, nah, man, like, YouTube is a lot of work, and it's more than 1 minute I have to make a video. Oh my God. Like, I got to edit, I got to film and everything. And plus, I don't know what to put up on YouTube. I feel like the 1 minute that is given to me on TikTok and on Reels, like, that is enough, you know, like, that's enough. Like, I'm sharing that much. Yeah, just take that and be happy. Like, I have nothing more to share. Like,
be happy with what you have. Okay.
Yeah, be happy with what you get. Like, maybe later on I will get into YouTube, but maybe after, like, Lila starts school or something, maybe then I'll have time for it. Like, let's see. I ain't promising anything, though.
Oof, only on FNF podcast. You know what? You're completely right. To be honest, this is a general notion where the social media and stuff like this is damn easy. For the general, I'm talking about general public.
Mm-hmm,
so like,
mm-hmm.
They say, like, it's easy. It's like, you know, just a camera and stuff like that. And true. I was actually one of the people like that for the podcast area. I was like, you know, podcast is just easy. Just talk. But then, like, once you go into the editing part and then, you know, audio fixture and everything like that and stuff like that, I'm like, wait a minute, this is not what I thought was going to be. Wait, what?
Yeah.
This is not what I expected. So yeah, once people start doing it, that's when, like, people are like, wow, this is actually really hard work. Yeah,
that's what, you know, making a TikTok video is, like, you make the video, it's fine. And then you got to edit it. And then at certain points, you'll be like, damn, maybe I should have put this in. Maybe I should have done that. And then you got to, like, you know, reshoot the whole thing all over again. The number of drafts I have, rough drafts that have not made it to my actual page, and I'm like, man. It's really hard.
It is hard. Yes, we share the pain. What am I talking about? Okay. All right. You know what? It's been 45 minutes. About 42, 43 minutes?
43, 32 seconds. Okay. Yeah. 42.
Awesome. Okay. In that case, you know what? Let's move to the next segment, the quickfire round.
Oh,
you know what?
No.
It's my co-host's favorite segment. So yeah, he's gonna enjoy.
Yeah, I like the segment because we get to know you guys more. Obviously, like,
God.
You know? God. It's normal basic questions. Relax.
Relax.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You know what? First question. I'll be asking. Obviously, it would be iPhone or Android.
Hey, even I have an iPhone. Okay.
Okay. So iPhone. Okay. You know what? It's sad. Like, everyone's iPhone.
Yeah, ever said Android. It's so sad.
All the people watching this on Android, unfollow, unsubscribe, unlike. All these. So, yeah.
Is there not a single, like, all the people we have gotten till now have said iPhone. I'm like, okay.
All right. You know what? Next question. Do you do gaming?
No.
I don't think so.
A little bit. I actually used to. Okay. For the, like, okay, I think this is an old person's game. I used to play a lot of Tekken.
Tekken is a fighting game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Tekken. Yeah. It's an anime type of thing.
Obviously. Yeah. That's why. I used to play a lot of Tekken and Among Us. And then, Among Us?
Really? You?
Yeah, it is Among Us. Yes, Cody. Yeah, I thought Cody didn't get the name or something.
No, I got the name in the game. Like, I was like, you play Among Us?
No, Among Us, the game, you know, that's where the term sus came.
Yeah, like the game where you find people, right?
I know the game.
I'm like,
he's shocked you played.
Oh, yeah, I'm just shocked that you played. Like, you know, it's just sad.
I used to play that a lot with my cousins.
He's calling you old. He's calling you old.
No, I did not say that. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I was just asking because, you know, I actually thought it was just a, you know, child's type of game because, you know, it looked like that. But after playing it, was lit. Yeah.
Oh, no. The game is amazing. I love that game. And a lot of online Ludo also.
Online Ludo. Oh, my God. That's what my mom does all day.
He's sleep on calling.
That makes me feel quick.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm just saying, you know, age is not it's just a number. So, like, you know,
it's just a number, true.
Yeah. Even I play Ludo. So, like, you know, it's a youngster's game. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Next question.
Anyway, I mean, you're an anime fan. Let's not talk about that one. I'm just going to ask, favorite movie, Bollywood or Hollywood, not anime? Because, like, we all know you're an anime fan. So, like, you know.
Hollywood, for sure.
Okay. Which movie in Hollywood?
any of the Marvel movies. Literally.
Oh my god!
No,
we didn't talk about Marvel. I'm a huge Marvel fanatic.
I
read all the comics and the movies.
Used to read it back then when I was young. I used to read it, but I kind of lost touch.
You're still comics. Young, right? What are you talking about?
Thank you.
let's not expose. But like, yeah. Okay, simple question. What do you think is better, comics or movies?
I guess for me now it would be the movies. Back then I used to love the comics, but now I don't know. I don't have the comics anymore. I want to read the comics.
You know what? Yeah, that's okay. I can pass on that. I was just getting pissed. I was like, did you say movies are better than comics?
No, I love comics. Well, okay. Dude, I'm gonna say something very small about anime too. Just give me 10 seconds. When it comes to anime, most of the animes are actually depicted from comics. Manga.
Manga. No way, he just said that.
Oh my god, they're mangas and they're in black and white. Shit. The comics that we used to read as kids, the Marvel comics, they were colored. Comics are just in black and white and they are so good. So good. Highly recommend. So,
my brother reads it. Naruto.
They're so good. Oh, I don't know how your brother is reading Naruto, but kudos to him. He's actually reading mangas. That is good.
That's amazing. I'm like, yo, it's black and white. It's better to read words at this point.
It's so good. Like, mangas are addictive. Like, you know, you can literally imagine the whole scenario then. Back then, Batman had the bam, poof, pow thing, the sounds. So, yeah.
But just saying, comics still better.
Comics are definitely better. I love comics. I still read Archie comics, bro.
Okay. You know what? I can accept that. All right. You know what? Simple question, Furuki. Just one more, please, Furuki. Just one more. Marvel.
Okay. Go on with the Marvel.
Please. Okay. What's your favorite Marvel character right now?
Iron Man and Spider Man. Both are my favorite.
Nice. This is getting good
now.
No, I want to talk more.
I'll tell you one thing, by the way, about Marvel. We had Fahad Karim as well. I guess you know him.
Yeah.
And then, like, he said he likes Marvel and 4D non-stop.
I lost it. I'm like,
I'm messaging him, stop right now. I have no idea.
Stop it.
And then we got Zeeshan. I was so happy. He likes football. He doesn't like Marvel. I was like, let's go. That's my guy.
And I have no idea about football.
He had no idea.
Hey, I like football too.
Oh,
wait, really? What is going on?
Okay, wait, so we got one guest that likes Marvel, one guest combined.
So football, I love football, but I only watch it when it's the World Cup. And if you ask me, I don't know any of the players' names. I don't know the rules of football, but I'm a hardcore Arsenal fan. Arsenal.
Zeeshan must hate you.
I grew up seeing my brother like always going behind Arsenal. He's an Arsenal fan. Like, he supports Arsenal all the time. And that was just like, you know, it was just put inside me. Like, I was just tuned to like Arsenal. So whenever people say anything about Arsenal, I'm like, bro, you can say anything to me and I wouldn't care. I don't know anything about Arsenal, but I support them. So it's okay. Go ahead. Tell me whatever you want to. Like, yes, Arsenal lost something, lost this, lost that. They're in absolute shit right now. Okay, good for you. But I still support them.
Because I have no idea. You know what? I can relate to you. Because the only football match I watch is the World Cup. And the next thing I do is I just got, like, my brother started playing FIFA. So I just play
FIFA
with him.
FIFA? Yeah. My husband God. Plays that way too much, man. At one healthy level.
I like
level.
Your husband more than you.
he supports Manu. Literally, both my brother and my husband are trying to, you know, get my daughter into their respective teams. my husband keeps goading her with Manu, and my brother's like, no, child, it's Arsenal. Arsenal, remember the name, it's Arsenal. I'm like, can you just leave her alone? She might not even be interested.
I just want to watch Coco Mal. Leave me alone.
I swear.
All right, so you know what? We've been talking a lot about anime. We covered everything. Is there anything you feel like we haven't covered? To be honest, at this point?
No.
Yeah, we pretty much cover everything.
You have made us an anime fan, maybe.
I hope so. I'm gonna ask you guys if you've watched Demon Slayer. I'm literally
asking. Oh, no.
You guys gotta watch it.
My mom's gonna hear me watching Demon Slayer and I'm like, you know,
Demon Slayer is good. It's a touch scary, but it's not that scary.
Okay, so you know what? Then I'm out. Is there anything family friendly?
It's family friendly. Oh, no. It's very family friendly. Okay, see, I myself am chicken. Okay, I am scared to watch horror movies. Okay, I am very scared. Like, people, like, Ever since back then, there was, you know, the movie It, right?
Yeah, oh my God. I haven't seen I haven't even seen the trailer.
Clowns, if you ask me what is my biggest phobia, it's clowns. Clowns scare the bejesus out of me. So back when I was a kid, this movie It had a what do you say, an Indian sitcom kind of a thing, and that was scary to me. Like the stupid weird clown. Oh my God! And it was depicted from Stephen King's novel, and they did it really well. And I used to get so scared watching that. I stopped watching horror movies after that and anything related to horror. So even now, if people be like, "Let's go watch Insidious," "Let's go watch Annabelle," I'm like, "Bye." I'm like, you know what? Bye. You go watch it. I'm cool. I'm fine. Because dude, it scares me. Like it scares me, dude. I have nightmares.
It's embarrassing though. Like I'm scared of what is it called? Like pop-ups. Scary pop-ups. Like something happens.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. So same. Scared. Same, dude. I'm chicken. I'll cry.
Yeah, I'll be like, what? Like I watch a movie with my friends. It's just so embarrassing. Like yeah. I'm trying to impress people by saying, you know, I'm a cool guy. Watch the horror movie that everyone knows it really.
No,
like,
bro, there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's fine. We all have weak hearts. No, so that's what I'm telling. It's fine. So that's what I'm telling. You should watch Demon Slayer. So if I can take scary, that it's not that scary, first of all. If I can take that, believe me, you can take it. It's not that scary also. It's not that scary, believe me. Attack on Titan, on the other hand, took a lot of mental strength. But it's still, I could take it. At one point, after I finished the first season, I was like, okay, you know what? I can watch it. But I again kept a gap of 2 months before I watched the second season. I was like, okay, now I can take it. I can take it now. Let's do this.
Mental calm down. Calm
yeah, plus you watch a lot of things continuously over and over in that sitcom, in that anime, and you're like, okay, you know what? I'm numb. I don't feel anything anymore. No. Just go ahead. Do whatever the hell you're doing.
You know what? You know what? It's been awesome talking to you, not gonna lie. I'm just excited to watch Demon Slayer. Just, you know, making sure my mom doesn't know this. But yeah, watching Demon Slayer. But yeah, you know what? Thanks a lot for coming on the show. Really awesome, Ben.
I had a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
You know, we should do another episode without Faruqi just talking about Marvel, just saying.
Yeah.
You and Fahad Kaleem,
what? Awesome. Nah, we should make an episode with your husband about football. Without you, without Faruqi.
Yeah, your husband should start TikTok just saying it's all about football.
He doesn't come in my videos. He's like, no, I'm not coming. I'm like, ugh.
I'm good.
He never comes in my videos. He's like, any other but take.
No, all the Malus hearing this, like, we can get it. We get it.
Faruqi, he's like, just leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone. Okay, Faruqi, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay, you know what? In that case, let me just thank the viewers. Before we do, can you do me a favor? Can you just, you know, give a shout out to your channel, if it's okay?
Sure. This is a little, you can cut this part off, but how do you give a shout out to a channel exactly? Because I'm still, when people say, can you shout out my channel?
Yeah, not my channel, your channel.
I mean, just to say where they can find you, basically.
Yeah, where you can okay, you know what?
It's not a shout out, basically. Happened. I mean,
yeah. Because of nothing happened, you know, it's like, stroll over. 3, 2, 1. Oh, you know what?
Where can we find you on socials?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, what am I supposed to say again?
I don't know what your username is.
I'm adding this in. I'm adding this in. It's basically, you just tell your username of your Instagram and TikTok. That's pretty much it. That's it.
Should I just say, like, go follow? That sounds kind of... That
yeah, that's
kinda,
it. That's it.
That sounds kind of desperate. No, I don't want to do that.
No.
This is the influencer life. No, I don't say that.
No.
I'm not say that. This is the content creator life.
I never ask people to, like, you know, go check out my page, guys. Like, that's so bad.
Just
God,
so where we can find you.
No, it's not a follow anything. It's that people, if they like you from this episode and if they want to know more about you, they can go to your Instagram or your TikTok. So, like, where to find you?
I don't think I'm going to partner for it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll add them to the description. So it's okay.
What? Guys, I don't understand.
I just said, why don't you say that? Because I'm too shy to say that.
You know what? I say that. Just 1 sec, guys. Let me go find her account on Instagram. Okay, you know what? You can find her on Instagram at itsshazx_. Don't worry, I'll leave the username on link on the description box below, so no worries. And you can also find her on TikTok. What's the username?
It's the same username as Instagram.
It's the same username.
_. Yeah.
Awesome. You know what? All will be found on the description box below. So thank you so much for watching. If you like this video, go hit the like button. Add us to your playlist on Spotify. And until the next video on Friday, see you guys later. Bye. You guys want to say bye at the same time?
Okay, where?
Okay, wait. Go on to 3. Am I the adult here? We'll go from 3, okay? 1, 2, and 3.
Bye!
Oh, awesome. That was horrible.